Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm your host, Wheelchair Rick. I'm a T3, T4 paraplegic, and we enjoy bringing you guys all kinds of different stories from wheelchair users all around the world. Today we have a special guest coming to us right below us from Ohio. We're going to learn a little bit about her, but before we get to her, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome Gabby Kaczynski to the show. How you doing? Yeah, no problem. So let's talk first about how you seen us. So we were on live with, I think, not one of your competitors. I don't think, were you from the same state?
Wheel Sisters.
There you go, yup. And then you said, you know what, I can get on there. And you sent me a message, and here we are. It's that easy, folks. Yeah. That easy. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell people who you are and, you know, what's going on.
Hello, folks. My name is Gabby Kaczynski, and I am Miss Wheelchair Ohio, and my diagnosis is cerebral palsy. When I was 19 days old, I contracted encephalitis, which in turn made me go into a really high fever and a first ever seizure, and by the grace of God, I survived. And I've been living with cerebral palsy for 23 years now.
23 years, wow. So it seems to me though, like you got plenty of help, plenty of love around you, and you're having a great time. Tell me about this Wheelchair Ohio situation. How did that come about?
So I was fortunate enough to learn about Miss Wheelchair Ohio from my state coordinator, Laura Sykes. She was Miss Wheelchair Ohio 2020.
Okay.
She has always wanted me to compete when I turned of age. And so I competed this past March in my state competition, my first time, and I couldn't believe I won. And so I passed on the crown this coming March to the new Miss Wheelchair Ohio.
Nice. So you spent a while being Miss Wheelchair Ohio. I'm sure you've done a lot of talks and things like that. Have you been out? Tell us about some of the places you've been and what you've been doing.
So my platform is Knowledge is Power, teaching people how to properly interact with individuals with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So not bending down to talk to someone with a disability, not doing the real high-pitched baby voice, and not just randomly what I call petting an individual with disabilities. And I mainly focus on children, because when children are exposed to individuals with disabilities at a young age, they are more likely to approach us properly as they get older. So I've gone to different schools throughout Ohio, spreading my message. I've been in parades. I've spoken with my local mayor. I've spoken to different advocacy groups throughout Ohio to not only help people properly interact with individuals with disabilities, but I've also been a huge advocate for adult changing tables as well.
Right, like in bathrooms and motels and stuff like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So throughout your journeys that you've been through so far, let me ask you this. Obviously, we've already talked about this beforehand before we went live. I can't ask you all the normal questions for spinal cord injuries because it's, you know, it doesn't really apply to you. But there are certain questions that still do apply to you, I think. What do you think would be the biggest help that's helped you so far in this life with CP? No, I talk to everybody like
that. The biggest help for me is my support system. Despite what anyone tries to tell me, I still follow my goals and dreams. I'm too stubborn and determined, as well as our society is finally changing for the disability community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finally getting a universal changing tables, and that's been a big component for me to be able to use those so I can get out in the community longer, spreading my message.
Right. Absolutely. What, so you're from Ohio. What county in Ohio are you from?
Crawford County.
Crawford County. I've never heard about that. I'm actually in Michigan. I'm in around Calhoun County, Michigan. So I'm in the south end. Kind of by, I don't know if you know where Jackson is. You ever heard of Jackson, Michigan? It's kind of by close to Ohio border. Let me ask you this. What about your biggest pet peeve about being in a wheelchair? What's that?
So my biggest pet peeve about being in a wheelchair, and this goes hand in hand with my platform, is people do not need to bend down to talk to someone in a wheelchair, and they do not need to do the baby voice or do what I call petting, which is putting their hand on you like, oh.
Right.
Just because someone has a disability does not mean they don't have the mental capacity to hold a normal, everyday conversation.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you.
I feel like that's one of the biggest issues within the disability community.
Right. I feel that. Let me ask you this question. What about your pain levels? Do you ever deal with any pain at all?
Yes. So, because of my cerebral palsy comes a scoliosis. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yep, I actually have that.
Yes. So, I used to have back pain before my surgery back in 2021. As well as I do get leg cramps from being in position for too long and from poor circulation.
Right. Right. Understandable. What about your hobbies? What's your favorite hobbies? What do you like to do?
I love to be on my phone and iPad playing games and being on social media. I love hanging out with friends. Going out in the community. I love children. That's why a big component of my platform is working with children. And I love reading and playing games.
Nice. Heck yeah. Well, one of the last questions I'll ask you, Gabby, is going to be, what would be the best piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is new to a wheelchair life?
Advice I would give to someone who is new to wheelchair life is don't take your life for granted and don't be so negative about your life and do not listen to anyone who tries to tell you that you cannot do your goals that you want to do in life. Do not listen to anyone. You do what makes your heart happy.
Advocate for yourself. I like that.
Yes.
Yep. Well, before we let you go, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know what they can do to help you out, or if you want them to kind of check something out, where can we go to check it out at?
So if you want to check me out, I'm on all social media platforms, Gabby Kaczynski, or you can also follow my business, Miss Wheelchair Ohio, page on Facebook, which is Miss Wheelchair Ohio 2024, Gabby Kaczynski, Kozinski, as well as If you would like an application, we are currently looking for the next Miss Wheelchair Ohio 2025.
Woohoo!
You can email.
Oh, go ahead.
Miss Wheelchair Ohio 2020 Outlook.com. And or you can email me at GabKozinski@gmail.com or message me, and I can make so you get the application, and I hope to see you in March to compete for the Miss Wheelchair Ohio 2025.
Woohoo!
I like it. Well, I tell you what, Gabby, what we'll do is we'll help you out. We'll take some of those if you want to send them over in a link. In Messenger, I'll just stick that on the description. That way people can just click and check you out if they get around to it. So we want to thank you for coming on the show, Gabby. Stick with me. But for everybody else, wait for those links. If you see this after the fact, go down there and click them. Check her out on all her social media platforms and stay tuned for the next Wheelchair Wednesday. Good to see you. Gabby, stay with us. We'll be right with you.
Sounds good.